In this era of big corporate media empire takeovers, with thousands laid off, Station Number H is proud to throw ourselves under the wheels of the bandwagon. We've been bought out by Stanley Tools. But don't worry, our programs will be just as good as ever. Tonight, it's part one of the exciting miniseries, Vice Grips of History. How would mankind's story differ if the ancient Egyptians had modern tools?
It's no use. His 20-ton granite block's too big for the vice grip. Guess we'll have to give up this stupid pyramid idea. Let's go torture the pharaoh.
Then join the laughs as Scott Bio is the inept handyman on Hammerin'.
Ow!
Station Number H, a wholly owned subsidiary of the Stanley Tool Company, the best in modern empire building. Look for our former employees sleeping on sidewalks everywhere.
Hi, this is Dickie Schmooz, and listen, I'm holed up in my compound surrounded by federal agents who are worried about some alleged mail fraud. If you ask me, it ain't my fault so many of you wanted to buy the Security and Exchange Commission when I said I was selling my shares of stock in it. Anyway, I promise to surrender as soon as I sell everything left in my compound, so everything's cool. Now I'm entitled to stay as long as I want, and they have no right to come in and get me, no matter how long it takes. So here goes. I've got aardvarks. Great watch aardvarks or good pets. Just $100 a piece. That's a steal. Henry Aaron's name. And Tommy Aaron's shoes. Just $75 a piece. An abacus is a handy thing to have around the house for $300. Well, that's enough for now. I don't want to overexert myself. To get any of that stuff, send cash to Dickie Schmooz Standoff, Box 1, Congress for Sale, Alaska.
Hi, this is the Mean Farmer, and this week on the Mean Farmer Show, let's go inline skating. Yeah, let's put on our Lycra inline skating outfits, and let's inline skate down to the espresso bar. Yeah, let's put on our Dayglow helmet, our elbow and knee pads, and our inline skates, and go get some cappuccino at the coffee house. Maybe some almond-flavored cafe latte. Let's go inline skating and enjoy some fun, healthy aerobic exercise. In a pig's eye. No, let's not do that. No. Let's do my favorite thing. Let's do nothing. Yeah. This is good. I like this. Doing nothing. I guess I could order some Italian sausage pizza delivered. The pigs don't like that because they know, they know. They smell that Italian sausage and they know. Could fire up the go-to-market cattle truck, rev it up, back it up to the heifer's pen, and rev it up again and then turn it off, go inside. Panic and beefsteak bark. Because they know, they know. I guess I could toss some frozen chicken nuggets in the henhouse. That disturbs them, because they know, they know. Or I guess I could just sit here, draw all the blinds, and not come out of the house for days. Just stop taking my Prozac and just stay here in the dark. And oh, that scares all the animals, because, sometimes they don't know. Oh, no, they don't know. And next week on the Mean Farmer Show, starting a ground squirrel stampede is a lot easier than stopping one. as they'll find out in town in about, 35 miles an hour in about 15 minutes.
Dad?
Yes, son?
I gotta tell you something, Dad.
Oh, what is it, Johnny?
Well, you're my dad. And I love you, man.
You're not getting my mega coffee, Johnny. Mega coffee! No one ever shares their mega coffee. And recent studies show that Mega Coffee is an effective water sealant. Mega Coffee, it wakes you up, and it keeps your deck looking beautiful.
Can't have your Mega Coffee, hey, Dad? Oh, I got it all now, Dad. I warned you, Dad. Mega Coffee, I love Mega Coffee. You should have given it to me, Dad. I wouldn't be burying you if you had given it to me, Dad.
Mega Coffee, get yours any way you have to. Mega Coffee, we love you, man. What?
Fine.
Well,
fine. I mean.
Smegma! Smegma! Smegma, get me the bankers and the lawyers on the line. I feel a hostile takeover coming on.
Yes, sir, Mr. Robber Baron. I love it when we take over things.
And get me a piping hot cup of Mega Coffee. We'll need to be alert and aggressive to deal with these Gerber baby food corporate pirates.
I can't, sir.
What? You can't give me Mega Coffee?
No, sir. The Congress has cut funds subsidizing the Coffee for Captains of Industry program.
My God, I am a captain of industry? You mean I have to buy Mega Coffee like regular people?
Yes, sir, Mr. Robber Baron. Federal funds for Mega Coffee are being reduced by half.
But Smegma, don't we captains of industry own Congress?
Yes, we do, sir.
Well, then tell them to cut Head Start, school lunches, and cancer research. I want my Mega Coffee!
If everyone will write their congressman, I'm sure we'll prevail.
You're a fool, Smegma. Bundle up some cash and send it off. I need Mega Coffee, and I need it now. Rupert Murdoch's coming over for canasta later.
Democracy's lifeblood. Mega Coffee!
What's the use in owning a Congress? Can't get any Mega Coffee.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Jerry Burp. Excuse me, this is the Man Minute. Today, a listener writes, quote, "My girlfriend and I want to get married. We've been living together for 22 years and have three children, ages 21, 18, and 16. We're kind of old-fashioned, in that we're kind of old, and want a big wedding, but we do want to write our own vows to reflect the new age love, respect, and support we feel for each other. What do you suggest?" Unquote. Well, anyone who still refers to his female lover as my girlfriend and rushes into marriage just cause she got pregnant is doomed to a life of hell. Shotgun marriages result only in resentment, and it's not good for the kids if you two are always fighting, as you inevitably will be. You probably feel she only had the children to trap you, so the best thing would be for you to move as far away as possible and never see her again. Oh, that's the Man Minute. I'm Jerry Burp, excuse me, and thanks for tuning in.